James chapter 1. And our text for tonight is that verse 22. The subject for tonight is be a doer of the word. It's one thing to hear the word. James here points out it's another thing to be a doer of the word that we have heard. And over the past few weeks, as we have been looking at the words of James, we have considered what he had to say about being a hearer of the word. And as he addressed God's people, he said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every believer, be swift to hear and to hear the word." Verse 19. And as we pointed out, the word swift means ready. Be ready to hear the word. The Christian is to have a readiness to hear the word of God as it is preached. Just as the Savior said in Matthew 11, in verse 15, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Those words are repeated in various passages of Scripture. If you look over in Ezekiel, we find the words there also. There in Ezekiel, the chapter 3. There we read Ezekiel 3 and verse 27. "But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them," that is the Lord saying to the prophet, "thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear." Same words. "He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house." He that hears, let him hear. That's what the Lord said. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And then, to each of the seven churches in Asia, we read in the book of the Revelation that the Lord said, "He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." You can look at the book of the Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, and you'll have those seven references to those words. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And so the Lord is addressing the churches in Asia. And it is interesting that the word to the seven churches and to those who assemble in those seven churches, the word to them was, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." And as we gather together tonight and gather together, Lord willing, every Sabbath day, the Lord would say to us, to our assembly, to our church here, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Wonder, did you notice something in those references that we give? The reference in Ezekiel chapter 3 was the word of God the Father. Let him hear. The word that we give in Matthew is the word of Christ, God the Son. And the word that we give in the book of the Revelation had to do with the Holy Spirit. "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith." So there you have God the Father, you have God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And each person of the Godhead tells us, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear." And so we are exhorted by the Blessed Trinity, by the Trinity, to give ear to the Word of God as it is preached. But after we give attention to the hearing of the Word, what then? What then? Well, James addresses that question there in verse 22. Be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only. So we have been exhorted by the Father, by the Son, and by the Holy Spirit to give ear to the Word. And now James says, don't be a hearer only. You don't just hear the Word. James says, be a doer of the Word. But be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That's our subject tonight. Be a doer of the Word. When we look at the words of James here, when he deals with hearing the Word of God, you'll notice that he speaks about the formal hearer of the Word. The Apostle, in the words of 22 to 25, deals primarily with the one who listens to the preaching of the Word out of mere formality. It's the thing to do. That is, those who over the years have listened perhaps to hundreds of sermons preached, but no change has taken place in their lives as a result of hearing all those sermons. We know that's true with the unsaved, the unconverted. In all of our churches, there are those who are unconverted and they've sat under the preaching of the Word for years, and they're still in nature's darkness. They've heard the Word all of those times, and yet no change. And while it is true of unconverted, unfortunately, it can be true of professing believers. Paul spoke to the Hebrew believers about this very matter. This is what he said. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hebrews 4, verse 2. The word preached did not profit them. That can be used to describe the formal hearer of the Word. They hear the Word, but they're not doers of the Word. They don't apply the Word to their own lives. Not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Is that not what James was referring to when he said, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only? Don't be a formal hearer of the Word, where you go week by week and hear the Word, but there's no change in the way you live. Regarding the formal hearer of the Word, we notice the response to the Word. James speaks about hearing the Word of God and doing what it says. Now what he says, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. Not hearers only. It is easy to hear the Word but not apply the truth to our own hearts and to our own lives. It's easy to do that. That's what being a doer of the Word is. Hearing the Word and receiving it by faith, applying it to our own hearts. Yes, we ought to pray that the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the book, and one who will lead us into all truth, we ought to pray that the Holy Spirit will take the word and apply it to our hearts. Then we will be a doer of the word that we have heard. The Puritan Thomas Manton said this: the doers of the word are the best hearers. That is good when we hear things that are to be done and do things that are to be heard. Those are great words. The doers of the word are the best hearers. Notice the emphasis that James places upon the hearing and the doing. If you look carefully at verses 22, 23, and 25, you will find those two words together. In verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers. Doers and hearers. And once again, you'll notice there in verse 23, and if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, hearer and doer again. And verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. There's the two words again. So three times over, we have those twins, as it were. One's called a hearer, the other is called doer. So we will do well to put into practice what we hear. Listen to what the Savior said. Matthew 7, verse 24. He that heareth my words, there we have, he that heareth my words, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise builder. He that heareth my words and doeth them, I will liken to a wise builder. In other words, the Lord says, if you hear my words and you do my words, you carry them out, well, I liken you to a wise man. I liken you to a wise builder. And we can apply that to ourselves, because is that not what we are engaged in by the grace of God and the working of the Holy Spirit? We're builders. Builders of good character. Builders of a good Christian life. We want to be built up in our most holy faith. And if we want to be built up in our most holy faith, the Lord says, he that heareth my words and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise builder. A wise builder. So when we hear the word, the Lord expects us then to say, well, I'm going to do what I heard. The word that has been given to me, I'm going to do it by the grace of God. And you have that repeated over and over in Scripture. In Leviticus 20, and there in verse 8, Leviticus 20 and verse 8, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them, for I am the Lord your God. You will keep my statutes and keep my word and do them. You go back further to Exodus, and Exodus 35, and there in verse 1, and Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. That's being a doer of the word. Not being a hearer only. Moses says, you've heard the word, the commandments of the Lord, you are to do them. I've only given a couple of references there in the Old Testament. That's repeated throughout Scripture. The commandment that the Lord gives us, we're to do it. We're to be a doer of the word. But as well as responding to the word, there is also the resisting of the word regarding the formal hearer. The formal hearer hears the word but doesn't do anything in response. Indeed, he resists the word. He'll hear it all right, but resists doing what the word says. Isn't that what James says there? But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So the doing is coupled with the hearing. There is no resistance to be shown by us when we come to hear the word. Some Christians are interested in hearing, but not doing. I've been in the ministry for over 40 years. 8th of December, there at the end of last year, I was ordained 40 years ago. And over that period of time, of course, you meet with many different people. And over that period of time, I've met with those who know how to critique a sermon. They can comment on the points, on the sub-points. They can say, well, maybe the preacher should have said this or the preacher should have said that. They give attention to the structure of the sermon, but not the substance. They can say, the preacher should have done this, the preacher should have done that. Say, well, I heard the sermon, but they didn't do anything about it as far as their own lives were concerned. They heard it all, but they never say, I must do that. I must do that. Just as James also said in James 4, verse 11, but if thou judge the law, that's the word, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. That is those who I'm just referred to. They can judge the preacher, they can judge the message. But what about doing them? What was said in the message? They never get around to doing that. Because they are just hearers only. Instead, God's people should say, whatever I heard about discipleship, I'm going to do it. Whatever the preacher said about devotion, I'm going to do it. Whatever I heard about dedication to the Lord, by God's grace, I'm going to get into that place. I've heard the word. The word has challenged me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a doer of the word. As well as the response to the word and the resisting of the word is the reality and the word. Remember, we're dealing with those who are formal hearers, those who hear the word only. Never do it. And James tells us that by being such a hearer, that is one who hears only, James says, you're deceiving yourself. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That word deceive is an interesting word. Deceiving your own selves. The word deceiving refers to a sin against common sense. That's what the word means. In other words, James is saying, if you're a hearer of the word and you're not a doer of the word, you're not showing much sense. That's what the word deceive means. A sin against common sense. Think of that. We hear the truth of God's word and it exposes some sin in our life and we don't bother attending to it. Is that not a sin against common sense? Because sin in our life steals away our joy and our happiness and our effectiveness for God. It would be common sense to attend to that matter. Or the word highlights some folly or failure in our lives, but we don't do anything to rectify those things. We're not using much common sense. That's not my word, that's what James says. We have heard the word, and the light of God's word has shone upon our slackness, our shortcoming. But again, we don't respond. We're not a doer. We've heard it, but we don't do it. We don't attend to the matter. We're not showing much common sense. Are we not using common sense when we do what the Lord commands us to do? That's surely common sense. Sure, we will be better Christians. We will know how to live. We will know how to conduct ourselves in the face of this evil and wicked world if we obey God's word and do as God tells us to do. That's common sense as believers. Didn't the psalmist say, thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto my path. And as we sojourn through this world of darkness, isn't that what we need? We need the light of the word to show us. To show us the way, to show us how to live, to show us how to behave. So we're not using common sense if we hear the word and we're not a doer of it. The word is what we need to build us up. As we already pointed out, the Lord says, if you hear my word and do my word, I liken you unto a wise builder. You think of what Paul said, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, listen, and is profitable. Profitable. Profitable what for? For doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness. There it is. Instruction in righteousness. We want to live for God. We want to be Christians that shine for the Lord. And when we give attention to the word, All Scripture is given on inspiration of God and is profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. How to live a righteous life. That the man of God may be perfect. Now we're not going to be perfect this side of eternity. But that's our target. That's what we look to. That's what we look for. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And there's only one who is perfect, and that's Christ. We want to be like Him, don't we? We want to be like Him. The only way we can be like Him is if we are doers of the Word. Because the Word instructs us in righteousness. It gives us instruction and we don't follow the instruction. We're not using common sense then. So let us not be deceivers of ourselves, but rather let us be receivers of Scripture. So having looked at the formal hearer of the Word, I want to consider now the forgetful hearer of the Word. James here speaks about the one who hears God's Word, then forgets what he has heard. But we read there in the verse 23, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself." He looks into the mirror of God's word. He sees himself and he goeth his way. "And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." James here, first of all, speaks about the reflection in the Word. Because that's what we have. The Word of God here is likened unto a mirror. And boy, it's some mirror. We can look into a mirror at home and depending on the lighting or whatever way we stand, we don't really get a true picture, but you look into the mirror of God's Word and you get a true picture of ourselves. This is a word directed to those who hear the Word, but they're not doers. That is, they see themselves in the Word. They see their sins. They see their shortcomings. They see their faults. They see their failures. They see themselves as they really are. The Word of God reveals the truth about us. You can't bluff the Word. The Word of God shows us what we are, who we are. And we look into the Word, and there we see ourselves. What did James say? Beholding his natural face. That word natural may be rendered nativity. Beholding the face of his nativity shows you what the Word of God shows us what we are from the day we were born. Our natural face. In other words, what we really are. James says, "He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." That is, we look into the mirror of God's Word, and what do we see? We see a plain, simple view, reflection of ourselves. When we look into the mirror of God's Word, we see the truth about ourselves. What we really are. And James says, he beholdeth himself beholdeth himself. In other words, it's a true reflection. Remember how the Pharisees believed themselves to be something that they were not? Lord, in that 23rd chapter of Matthew, dealt with the Pharisees. Talked about them standing there on street corners with their long robes. Wanted people to bow down to them. Wanted people to think they were most holy men. That's what they believed about themselves. Because they lived by the law. And they wanted people to see them as holy men. The Lord gives them His word. And what did the Lord say to them? Matthew 23, verse 27, He said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." In other words, the Lord says, "I'll tell you the truth about yourselves. Christ is the word, remember. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward." That's what they were, the Pharisees. Beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of iniquity and hypocrisy. And the Lord stood there and addressed those scribes and Pharisees, and He gave them a picture of themselves. They saw themselves in the Lord's word, that they were not the righteous men they thought they were and wanted others to believe that they were. And so when we look into God's word, the word of God tells us the truth about ourselves. I said before, there are those who set their own standard for holiness. They have their own standard. It's not worth that. The standard of holiness that we are to live by and strive after is the standard we get in God's word. God sets the standard. And that's what we are to work towards by the grace of God. We notice as well we notice not only the reflection in the word, but the return from the word. Look again at James's words. "For if any man," verse 23, "be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, and he beholdeth himself and goeth his way." He returns from the word. He has sat and he has heard the word, and then he returns home from the word. He has seen himself in the word of God. He has seen the truth about himself. Sin has been revealed to him in his life through the word. He hasn't done anything about it. He hears the word reveals the truth about him, and when the meeting's over, he gets up and he returns home. He's just heard the word, but he hasn't done anything about what he has heard. He hasn't done anything about what he has heard about himself. He goeth his way and straightway forgetteth. What manner of man he was. he forgets what manner of man he saw in that reflection in God's word. He forgets all about it. And by the next day he has forgotten even what he has heard. He's not a doer of the word. He's a formal hearer of the word, a formal listener, and he's a forgetful listener. He goeth his way and straightway forgetteth. What manner of man he was. Notice James said, he straightway forgetteth. He straightway forgetteth. He didn't even give it a thought. The word of God has revealed some matter in his life that needs to be put right. But he soon forgets. He goeth his way and he does it straightway, so he immediately forgets what he has heard. I show you an example in contrast to that. Turn to Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2. And there in verse 19. Once again, as we mentioned Mary this morning, we mentioned Mary again tonight. Christ's child coming into the world. Shepherds have visited the child. And what do we read in verse 19? We might read verse 18, get the connection. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Pondered them in her heart. Go over or further down the chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. Verse 50. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. That's Christ in the temple. They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Verse 51. But he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Listen, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. She pondered certain things. She kept them in her heart. She thought them over. She meditated upon them. Let us follow the example of Mary. In contrast to the man, the formal hearer of the word that James spoke about, that once he sees himself in the word, he goeth away and immediately forgets what he has heard, what he has seen. Whatever word the Lord gives us on the Sabbath day, morning or evening, let us do what Mary did. She kept all those sayings in her heart. She pondered them. As the psalmist in Psalm 1 tells us, blessed is that man. What does he do? He meditates on the word day and night. Let us meditate on the word that we hear on the Sabbath day, because it's a word from the Lord. We marked that at the opening. It's a word from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Surely we wouldn't dare neglect the word that comes from the Blessed Trinity. Let us not just, as James says, go away and forget. the reflection in the Word, the returning from the Word, then you have the requirement of the Word. We see how James speaks about those who looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. James not speaking here about the formal or casual hearer. He's dealing with those who looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, in the Word. And here he refers to those who looketh into the perfect law. That is, into the Word. The same word is used, he looketh into. The same word is used of the disciples. Remember how Peter and John ran to the sepulchre on resurrection morning. And what did they do? They stood down and they looked into the sepulchre. So it wasn't just a casual glance. They were looking for their Savior. And they stood down, we're told, and they looked in. That's what James is speaking about here. Looking into the Word. Not making it a casual glance. Looking into the Word. Looking at what the Word has to say about us. And when the Word of God reveals something in our lives that ought not to be there, we're to attend to it immediately. Not go away. But attend to it. And put the matter right before God and before His Word. That's what it is to be a doer of the Word. And be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. What have we considered thus far? The formal hearer of the Word. The forgetful hearer of the Word. Then finally you have the fruitful hearer of the Word. James makes it clear that the hearer and doer of the Word will be a fruitful believer. Verse 25. But whoso looketh into, pays attention, not a casual looker. He that looketh into, stoops down and looks into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. There's the fruit of being a doer of the Word. This man, James says, shall be blessed. Not what we want. We want to be blessed. Notice, blessed in his deed. The word deed there is the word doing. What he does. He'll be blessed in what he does. It's not what we want. We want a blessed and fruitful life. We want to live a blessed and fruitful life for the Lord. You'll be a doer of the work. The work that speaks of labor. That means to labor, to do all those things that God has commanded. We're to labor to do all those things that we find in God's Word. Do the work. Don't be a forgetful hearer. Don't be a formal hearer. But strive to be a fruitful hearer of the Word, that we may be blessed. As Paul says, be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. There you have the practice. That's the practice. A doer of the Word and a doer of the work. And be blessed. There's the practice and there's the product. James says again, we read verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, not being one who hears and then goes away without paying any attention to what he has heard, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. There's the product of being a doer of the word. Be blessed. We mentioned Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is what? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What's the product? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There it is. Just what James says. The Savior did say, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. There's the product. Leads to a happy Christian life. You don't do them. Be like David. And he had to pray, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. If sin lingers in our hearts or in our lives and is pointed out to us by the word of God and we do nothing about it, steals away our joy and our happiness, and will not be an effective witness for the Lord, and will not live a fruitful life. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Let's be doers of the word. Let's pray. Seek the Lord. O dear Father and gracious God, we bless thee for the word of God. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast given us ears to hear the word. We're glad, Lord, we've spent time in thy house today hearing the word. The word. We're glad of the word. We're glad, Lord, we didn't come today to have our ears tingled. We came to hear the word. We didn't come to hear something that would make us feel good. We came to hear the word. And, O Lord, thou hast said, to be a doer of the word that we hear. Help us ever to be a doer. And attend to those matters that the word reveals to us in our lives. Lord, we thank thee for today. And for those who came this morning and tonight. Grant us now safety. As we each one make our way home, keep thy hand upon us till we arrive home safely. Be with us, Lord, throughout this week. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and forevermore. Amen.